As old as you are, Lord, as old as you are, you will never change. Ancient of days, as old as you are, Lord, as old as you are, you remain the same. Ancient of days, as old as you are, as old as you are, you will never change. You are the pillar that holds my life. You are the pillar, Lord. You are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. I will not be afraid. I will not be afraid for the terror by night, nor the arrow by day. For the Lord is on my side, and it's my shoulder light always. For what he has done for me, I will not be afraid. I will not be afraid. I will not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow by day. For the Lord is on my side, This world is with me always. For all the work the Lord has done for me, I will not be afraid. I will not be afraid. I shall not be afraid. I will not be afraid. I shall not be afraid. Father, we give you thanks this morning for your steadfast love never ceases and your mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning, and great is your faithfulness, O God. Lord, we thank you because we dwell in the secret place of the Most High God. Therefore, we shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We say of the Lord, you are our refuge, our fortress, our God in whom we trust. Surely you will save us from the foulest snare and from the deadly pestilence. You will cover us with your feathers, and under your wings we have found refuge. Your faithfulness is our shield and rampart. We will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. Therefore, 1,000 shall fall at our side, 10,000 at our right hand, but they will not come near us. We will only observe with our eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. Because we have said the Lord is our refuge, and we have made the Most High our dwelling, no harm will overtake us, no disaster will come near our tent. For the Lord will command his angels concerning us to guide us in our ways. They will lift us up in their hands so that we will not strike our foot against a stone. We will tread on the lion and the cobra. We will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because we love the Lord, the Most High God will rescue us. He will protect us, for we acknowledge his name. We will call upon the Lord and he will answer us. He will be with us in trouble. He will deliver us and honor us. With long life, the Lord shall satisfy us and show us a salvation. In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Le kwazo ze pre nega kwazo zia la pre na honda. Li kukuto la pre neke kwazo zia ele pre na nogo zia to. De li krosi ike kwashute ele pre na nogo zia. Endege kwaza, andolobosi, ike kwazo zia. Endege kwazo zia, la prino noste. Zeli prino nobogo siate, e la prino nozia. Ezuaza, andege gegele prusa zua. Endege kwazo, zo onde li prusa ate. As we continue tonight in divine wisdom, that maketh fruitful. Part 3. Divine wisdom that maketh fruitful. Divine wisdom that maketh fruitful. It is written. It is he who made the earth by his power, who establishes the world by his wisdom. And by his understanding, he stretched out the heavens. When he utters his voice, there is a tumult of waters in the heavens, and he causes the clouds to ascend from the end of the earth. He makes lightning for the rain, he brings forth the wind from a storehouse. By the divine wisdom of the Most High God, he made and causes the world to become established by his wisdom. He made the earth by his power. He made the earth by his power. Establishes the heavens by his wisdom. He establishes the heavens by his wisdom. And by his understanding, he stretched out the heavens. Understanding, he extended the borders of heaven and stretched it out. By his understanding, he stretches out the heavens. Jeremiah 15, verse 15 and 16. God, by his infinite wisdom, get to work by his power and he creates he formed the earth by his power, establishes the heavens by his wisdom. KJV will say that he establishes the world by his wisdom. Establishes the world by his infinite wisdom. Beloved, he puts the whole universe together. By his divine power and by his divine wisdom. And John 1 Corinthians 1:24, the word of the Lord said concerning you and I, that Christ, to those who believe, whether Jews or Gentiles, Jesus Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. Jesus Christ, to us who believe, is the wisdom of God and the power of the Most High God. So, the power and the wisdom of God manifests manifest in creation. Again, is Christ the Word? Christ the Lord? Christ the power of God? And Christ the wisdom of God? Establishing what we need to take a hold of this morning. If the earth is created by the power of God, and the universe that we see today is established based on the wisdom of God. Beloved, it plainly could be said that what is needed as you and I, we explored the Word of God yesterday in John, we saw Genesis chapter 1. He said, let us make man in our own image. And then the act of wisdom was engaged in actually forming man from the dust of the earth. And the breath of God went into the dust man, and the dust man became the God man. It discusses it. He spoke it. He made it. He breathed upon the dust man that he has created. In Genesis chapter 2. And the dust man became a God man, because the breath of God went into the man that God made from the dust of the ground. Genesis chapter 2 verse 7, and the Lord God formed of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. Into the dust man lies the breath of life. And man became a living soul. God breathed and imparted life into the dust man. And the dust man became the God man. And operated like God. Beloved, God who is mighty and gracious. Our God, who is the embodiment of all wisdom, by divine impartation of his breath in man, he breathed upon man, upon the dust man that he formed And the Bible says, and man became a living soul. Before the fall, man became one operating in the wisdom, in the power of the Most High God, operating like God on earth. Operating with supernatural creativity and divine intelligence. The dust man became a God man. Genesis chapter 2. And Psalm number 8, the word of the Lord says, what is man that you have made him a little lower than the angels? What is man? Psalm number 8, verse 4. What is man that you are mindful of him, and the Son of Man that you have visited him? For you have made him a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory, and you have crowned him with honor. What is man that you have made him a little lower than the angels, and you have placed all things under his feet? Beloved, what I want us to see is in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, God says, let us make human beings. The word of the Lord was clear when he said, let us make beloved man. In that scripture, it said, let us make Adam. Adam. So he said, let us make man. That is, let us make
a man as in mankind, creating a being . But when I check, I realize that God used different words for man that he created. In Genesis chapter 1, but beloved, when we come into Genesis chapter 2, when he called the first man Adam, which means to be red, referring to the ruddy color of human skin, they call him man. A man that looked like dust. Red like dust. Beloved, but when God breathed upon man, there's something that changed. So what you and I saw in Genesis chapter 1:26, in Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, when God formed man, of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, the man became a living soul. The red man that was created from the dust becomes a man that is full of life, became an active man, became a man that carries everything that is in God. He became a revived man. Kai. He became a man with substance. God imparted himself into man, and man became alive like God, operating like God on earth. So it is not surprising that the psalmist could say in Psalm 8 that what is man that you have made him a little lower than the angels? And when he's talking about being made a little lower than the angels, he's talking about you have made him a little lower than divine ones, because angelic hosts are divine. He's talking about the fact that you have made him like God. is in us. That's why the psalmist says that ye are gods. And all of you are the sons of the Most High. Psalm 82, verse 6. Ye are gods, and all of you are sons of the Most High. We've explored, as the Lord has led us in a place of prayer. In the last 2 days, about the creative power that is in wisdom. Beloved, but God, who is the embodiment of wisdom, he parted with the life. He parted all of God in you and in me. Through creation and in Christ Jesus, even when things had gone wrong and man has turned his back against God, God, through Christ Jesus, Christ the Word, Christ the Lord, Christ the power of God, Christ the wisdom of God, he redeemed us back through the sacrifice on the cross, through his death, his burial, and his resurrection. And we have believed, and the Word said to us who believe, Christ is the power of God, and Christ is the wisdom of God. So coming with the redemptive power of Christ is the wisdom and the power of the Most High God that was present at the beginning in creation, beloved, living and residing on the inside of me. And Christ says, I will never leave you, neither will I forsake you. Implying that the embodiment of wisdom and the embodiment of power is on the inside of me. It's not living me. But beloved, Jesus said, in John chapter 10, when they were beginning to speak against Jesus, Jesus spoke back. When they pick up stones to stone him, he said in verse 32, I showed you many good works from the Father, for which of them are you stoning me? The good works are the miraculous, the proof of divine wisdom that establishes the word of God. They said, for a good work we do not stone you, but for blasphemy, and because you being a man make yourself out to be God. Because they saw Jesus operating like God. They saw the miraculous, they marveled. He said, I and the Father are one. And they said, you have made yourself God. Because if we don't know what we are praying about, we will not be able to pray aright. By the power in the name of Jesus, as we cry unto the Lord for the sharing of the wisdom of God that make it fruitful this morning, we will pray with supernatural intelligence, supernatural enablement, supernatural and divine power of God. We will pray this night and we will see our heaven open and we'll see the manifestation and the proofs of the wisdom of God. I and the Father are one. He boasted, he said to them the truth. He said, those who hear my voice, they are my sheep. Those who does not hear my voice, who does not receive my word, they are not my sheep. For my sheep heareth my voice. And they follow me. What we hear in his voice is we hear his word. And we follow the word of God as we follow Christ. And it said, I gave them eternal life and they will never perish and no one will snatch them out of my hand, not even the devil. They thought they would stone him. They thought it was blasphemy. So what do they expect? The Father, 1 John chapter 5,1 John chapter 5, and I read from verse 7. For there are three that beareth record in heaven. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one, the Triune God. And there are three that bear witness on earth. And these three are the Spirit, the water, and the blood. 3 that bear witness on earth, the Spirit, the water, and the blood. The blood speaks of the sacrifice that he made, the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. The water speaks of his obedience to Christ, to God, through baptism, and that is what every one believer will go through who has believed in Christ Jesus. And we know the position of the Holy Spirit, the divine power of God. So when Jesus who said to those who were against him, he said, because I said that I and my Father are one, and you marvel and you want to stone me. They call it blasphemy. They didn't know that it is the oneness that he had with God that made him to be able to operate in that wisdom that they saw manifest as the good works, the healing of the blind, the deliverance of the captive. All manners of miracles that they saw, they agreed they were good works. But they could not withstand that he said he himself and the Father God are one. So he reminded them what was spoken in Psalm 82, number 6. Is it not written in the law, I said, you yourself, you are God. If he called them gods to whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken, do you say of him whom the Father consecrated and sent into the world, you are blaspheming because I said I am the Son of God? Here is the secret. If I am not doing the works of my Father, then do not believe me. But if I do them, even though you do not believe me, believe the works that you may know and understand that the Father is in me and I in the Father. Again, they sought to arrest him, but he escaped from their hands. Beloved, Jesus said, operating like the Father is because he and the Father is one. The Father created the universe. By its power and its wisdom, he stretched out the heavens by his understanding. You and I cannot have it in another way apart from the way that God has done it. He put order in disorderly situations by application of wisdom. Is the God that dwelleth in you and I reminding me that wisdom is on the inside of me. The divine life of God, the divine power of God is on the inside of me. But it needs to be stirred up, it needs to be unraveled, it needs to find expression on the inside of me. As long as I am ready to seek after it, that's why the word of the Lord said in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 and 10. But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the eyes of man, the things which God has prepared for them that love him, but God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for his Spirit searcheth all things. Yea, the deep things of God. We saw yesterday, David spoke and Jesus said also, in the volume of your book, it is written of me. What the eye is yet to see, beloved, what the ear is yet to hear, what is yet to be perceived by man, is embodied within you and I. But concealed, waiting to be revealed. But man is yet to perceive. Is embodied within you and I. Eden. Until it is unraveled. Until it is revealed. And the revealer is the Holy Ghost. So what is it? What is it? What is this that I is yet to see? Colossians 1. Verse 27. What is it that is on the inside of you and I that no eye has seen? So I am not in my best form yet. Whatever I am today, there is more on the inside of me that the world is waiting for. There is more on the inside of me that ears is yet to hear. There is more on the inside of me that man is yet to perceive or to comprehend with. They are yet to figure me out. They are yet to understand. They are yet to comprehend with what God has deposited within me. They are yet to know that there is something in me bigger than what I manifested yesterday. So they cannot figure out yet. When you meet a child of God, regardless of their color, their race, their gender, what they put on the type of car they drive, even when they live in the bush or in the scrapyard, or they have no covering over their head, despise not the day of little beginning, because there is something that is on the inside of them that is the earth is yet to see, that man is yet to comprehend with, that man is yet to unravel, that the world is yet to hear of. They are the wonder of God walking on the street of their nation, of their villages, of wherever they locate themselves. So do not limit the Holy One of Israel, and limit not those who believe God, who carry God on the inside, the people that believe and obey the word of God, the people that are not hearers of the word only, but they are followers of Christ. They are the people that act on the word of God. Thou shalt not despise them. So you wonder. That Paul begins to say in the book of Colossians, I read from verse 23. Colossians 1:23. Paul says, if you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which you have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, I am made a minister. So it is not strange. A child of God that continue, that remain in faith, that stands on the word of God, it said, you yourself, you are a case study of what he does. Sorry, 23, I want to read. He said, and this he will do, provided that you continue in my word, is continue to stay with in the faith in Christ. Continue in Christ. Christ the word. Christ the Lord. Christ the power of God. Christ, the wisdom of God, well grounded and settled and steadfast. That is not shifting. That is not moving away. From the hope which rests on and is inspired by the glad tidings, the good news of the gospel, which you had and which has been preached, has been designed and offered without restriction to every person under heaven, and of which gospel I, Paul, became a minister. Even now, I rejoice in the midst of my suffering. Paul says that suffering is not a deterrent to what I am made of, in spite of the suffering. I rejoice. I celebrate what is on the inside of me, whom I have come to believe. I rejoice in the midst of my suffering on your behalf. And in my own person, I am making up whatever is still lacking and remains to be completed on our part of Christ's affliction. Suffering. In spite of affliction. He didn't lose the smile. He said, in spite of my affliction, I remain to be completed on a path of Christ's affliction for the sake of his body, which is the church. In it, I became a minister in accordance with the divine stewardship, which was entrusted to me for you as its object and for your benefit, to make the word of God fully known. The suffering, the affliction, I can take it because the word must be fully known. Because Christ must be known among you. And he said, the mystery of which was hidden for ages and generations from angels and men, hidden mysteries. He said, the word needs to be known. And he said, it is hidden mysteries. Unknown to generations. It's been hidden for ages, and generations do not know it. Angels and men, but it is now revealed to his holy people, the saints, to whom God was pleased to make known how great for the Gentiles are the riches of the glory. The mystery is the riches of the glory of God. Which is Christ within and among you, the hope of realizing the glory. Christ within and among you, the hope of realizing the glory. The hope of realizing the glory. KJV will say that Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that you may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus, whereunto I also labor, according to his working, which worketh mightily in me. The riches of his glory. For this I labor unto weariness, striving with all superhuman energy, which is so mightily and kindles and works within me. So when the psalmist said, what is man that your mind is full of him, that you have visited him, and that you have made him a little lower than the angels, and you have put him in charge of all things that you have made, you have given him dominion over everything that you have made. That question was answered because man, as sons of God and beloved, the Bible says, for God so loved the world and gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him shall not die, but shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And John chapter 1 said, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld his glory, like the glory of the only one, only Son of the Father, that is full of grace and full of truth. For as many as received him, he gave power to become sons of God. So don't joke with your brother that carried Christ on the inside. What you see of me today is the least in the manifestation of God that you will ever see, because my tomorrow will be better than my yesterday, and beloved, even than my today, because he that is on the inside of me is Christ, the hope of glory. The psalmist was not mistaken. He said, for you have made him a little lower than the angels and crowned him with glory and honor. You crowned him with glory and honor. You crowned him with glory. The glory means is the same as honor. It means riches. It implies splendor. It talks about dignity. So every child of God is honorable. They have the potential on the inside to be able to operate like God. And beloved, the earth is waiting for it. When God created the heavens and the earth, darkness manifested first. But they never know that light in the wisdom of God is the power that causes light to shine. Wisdom makes your face shine. Paul says it is Eden. Beloved, but the word of the Lord says, what is Eden can be unraveled by the power of the Holy Spirit. But it is on the inside of me. What is Eden? Proverbs chapter 5. begins to say, what do I do? It's hidden on the inside of me. How am I trying to find out the Christ in me, the hope of glory? And the psalmist says, he has crowned me with glory and with honor. Until I locate the glory and the honor that means the splendor of God, the ornament of glory, that which you put on, the excellency of His majesty. What wisdom placed upon man. The goodliness, the beauty, the radiance of the Father's glory is upon me. And beloved, it is in the glory of the King to find out what is concealed. Proverbs 25, it said, it is the glory of God to conceal a matter. It is the glory of God to conceal a matter. What is concealed is what the eyes is yet to see. God conceal a matter, but it is the glory of the kings to search out a matter. Beloved, the honor lies on what I do, how desperate and deliberate I want the embodiment of wisdom and of the power of God that is on the inside of me, that makes me the solution that the world is yet to see, that makes me a miracle that the earth is yet to grasp, that makes me a story that the world newspaper is yet to carry, that makes history to be rewritten, because you and I, we are manifesting God on the earth. It's going to depend on what happened in the next few minutes. It is in you, Christ, the hope of glory. I meditated on the word of the Lord this morning. It said, God has given unto us all things that pertains to life and to godliness. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3 says, seeing that is divine power. It's divine power. Has given unto us all things that pertains to the knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and by his own power, excellence, honor. For by this he has granted to us his precious and magnificent promises, so that by them we might become partakers of his divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. But what is this? So the divine power of God gave us everything that I ever need. Everything that pertains to life and pertains to godliness. Everything that I need for living, everything that I need to operate on earth as a God. The divine power is given it unto me, but it's only accessible to me through the knowledge. It's given, it is like money in the bank that I can draw on if I got to know that it is right there. Somebody has put some money in the bank for me. It's accessible to me to the knowledge of Christ who called us according to some age, who made us, God made us, but Christ called us. By his own glory and excellence, by his own glory and goodness, by his own glory and majesty, by his own glory and virtue, that is power, majesty, integrity, the one who has called us, decorated us with all that we need, by the breath of his nostrils, imparted himself into you and I. But accessibility to what was given is only available by the knowledge of the Christ that is within, the Christ, the Word of God, the power of God, the wisdom of God. Christ the Lord. But what did he leave with us? We saw it this morning. He left with his disciples the word. He said, I have given them your word. And they have believed and received and kept my word. So embedded in what he gave is what give unto us all things that we need. said to the Father, verse 14, John 17, 14. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, just I am not of the world. I do not pray that you take them out of the world, that you keep them from the evil one, but that you keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just I am not of the world. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. The word is the truth. As you sent me into the world, I also sent them into the world. And for their sake, I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified by the truth. Your word is truth. Sanctify them. Set them apart. Make a difference in them. Sanctify them by thy truth. And your word is truth. And John 10:34 said, every good that you and I saw in Christ, it was doing by the word, and the wisdom of God was evident in the good result that he attained, and that was made manifested to him. So it caused Paul, Philippians chapter 3, it talks about the price that he paid. Philippians, let's look at Philippians chapter 3. Because I am desperate and desperately in need to see what is on the inside of me begin to manifest. God will not give his pearls unto swine. Look at Paul. Paul knew what he was talking about. He knew that there's something embedded on the inside of him that the world is yet to see. He said, for the rest, my brethren, delight yourself in the Lord and continue to rejoice that you are in him. To keep writing to you over and over of the same things is not axiom, that is bothersome to me, and it is a precaution for your safety. Look out for those dogs, beloved, Judaism's legalistic people. Look out for those mischief makers. Look out for those who mutilate the flesh. For we Christians are the true circumcision who worship God in spirit and by the Spirit of God, and exalt and glory and pride ourselves in Jesus Christ, and put no confidence or dependencies on what we are in the flesh, and on outward privileges and physical advantages and external appearances. Though for myself I have at least grounds to rely on the flesh, if any other man considers that he has or seems to have reasons to rely on the flesh and his physical outward advantages, I have still more. I was circumcised when I was 8 days old, of the race of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew, and the son of Hebrews. As of the observance of the law, I was of the party of the Pharisees. As to my zeal, I was a persecutor of the church, and by the law's standard of righteousness, supposed justice, uprightness, and right standing with God, I was proven to be blameless, and no fault was found with me. But whatever former things I had that might have been gains to me, I have come to consider as one combined loss for Christ's sake. Whatsoever was meant to have been gained to me, I consider it lost for the sake of Christ. What would make a man to think like that? He said, yes, furthermore, I count everything as lost compared to the possession of the priceless privilege, the overwhelming preciousness, the surpassing worth and supreme advantage of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord, and of progressively becoming more deeply and intimately acquainted with Him, of perceiving and recognizing and understanding Him more fully and clearly. For His sake, I have lost everything and consider it all to be mere rubbish, refuse, dregs, in order that I will win Christ, the Anointed One, and that I may actually be found and know as in Him, not having any self-achieved righteousness that can be called my own based on my obedience to the Lord's demands, ritualistic uprightness and supposed right standing with God thus acquired, but possessing that genuine righteousness which comes through faith in Christ, the Anointed One, the truth, the truly right standing with God, which comes from God by saving faith. For my determined purpose is that I may know Him, that I may progressively become more deeply and intimately acquainted with Him, perceiving and recognizing and understanding the wonders of His person more strongly and more clearly, and that I may in that same way come to know the power outflowing from His resurrection, which it exacts over believers, and that I may so share in suffering as to be continually transformed in the spirit of His likeness, even to His death in the all, that if possible, I may attain to the spiritual and moral resurrection that lifts me out from among the dead, even while in this body. Not that I have now attained this ideal, or have already been made perfect, but I press on to lay hold of grasp and make my own that for which Christ Jesus the Messiah has laid hold of me and made me His own. I do not consider myself, brethren, that I have captured and made it my own yet, but one thing I do, it is my one aspiration, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to that which lies ahead of me. I press on towards the goal to win the supreme and heavenly prize to which God in Christ Jesus is calling us upward. So let those of us who are spiritually mature and full grown have this mind and all this conviction. And if any respect you have a different, in any respect you have a different attitude of mind, God will make that clear to you also. Only let us hold true to what we have already attained and walk and order our lives by that. Brethren, follow together my example and observe those who live after the pattern we have set for you. Follow my example. Beloved, Paul recognized who is in him, whose divine power has given unto him everything. But beloved, what was given for us to operate in that divine nature of God is only accessible through Christ. And Paul did not take it lightly. He said, wherever I was yesterday, I must come into a new dimension of God tomorrow or even today as I continue to press in into God. Beloved, so it was searching. Thoroughly, it was looking for the manifestation of the Christ in him, in you, and I. He pressed towards it. What was he looking for? He was looking for the only manifestation of the wisdom of God in man. He was looking at steering the Christ in him. Proverbs chapter number 8 is what is going to happen this morning. Whether we have 10 or 15 minutes, the foundation has been laid and you and I were going to press in. Does not wisdom cry out and understanding lift up a voice? She takes a stand on the top of the hill beside the way where the paths meet. She cries out by the gates at the entry of the city, at the entrance of the doors. What does he cry saying? So you all men I call, and my voice is to the sons of men. All you simple ones, understand prudence, and you fools, be of an understanding heart. Listen, for I will speak of excellent things, and from the opening of my lips will come right things, for my mouth will speak truth. Wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are the righteousness, not the crooked or perverse is in them. They are all plain to him who understands and right to those who find knowledge. Receive my instruction and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things one may desire cannot be compared with her. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge and discretion. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogance, and the evil way, and the perverse mouth are hate. Counsel is mine, and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. By me kings reign, and rulers decree justice. By me princes rule, and nobles, and the judges of the earth. I love those who love me, and those who seek me diligently will find me. Riches and honor are with me, enduring riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yes, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. I traverse the way of righteousness in the midst of the path of justice, that I may cause those who love me to inherit wealth, that I may fill their treasuries. Beloved, the declaration of wisdom by divine knowledge of instructions gained by the word of God. So it takes the desperate and the deliberate to seek after Christ the Word, Christ the Lord, Christ the power, and Christ the wisdom of God. Therefore, we need divine knowledge. We need the divine knowledge of the Most High God to let the deep on the inside of me break out, that I might locate wisdom this morning, that the power of God embodied within me must become such out by the power of the Holy Ghost today, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Lekwaza zapri atuata lebresi ade. Paul says, I press into it. Paul says, I will follow after it. Paul says, yesterday is not enough. There is the Christ in me, the divine power of God, the divine wisdom of God, the breath of God in me, the kusa akwashate. He said, ye are gods. Every one of you, you are sons of the Most High God. Because he imparted himself into my life, therefore, I must operate like him. I must look like him. I must live like him. I won't want to be called God and live like a dog. I don't want to be put in a place to rule, to dominate, and be dominated. Lord, steer up by your Spirit. Christ in me, the hope of glory. Christ the Lord, Christ the power of God, Christ the wisdom of God. In lovely as what Lagros is, manifesting in me what eyes have never seen, what ears has never heard, what is yet to come into the hearts of men. Le quaso in the libruna aso. Illegrica quaso sie. Le quaso opre negesia. It's embodied in the wisdom of God. In la brisa sua aso so. The secret of the Lord is with those who fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Father, show me your divine supernatural covenant. Ancient of days, show me.
What we
nobody can finish. But the power that was given to them produces the money, produces the miracle. Make them to be a wonder to their world. Make them to be a solution center. Make them to be a sought after. Make them to be a city set up upon the hill that cannot be forsaken. Make them to be the light of the world. Make them to be those that the world is waiting for. They were ordinary men, but God did super ordinary things through them. He led the world to gain the power, that the power might manifest the wisdom of God, that the uneducated become those that the illiterates, the scholars, the laws, the men who know about the commandments and the laws begin to hear. And everyone had them because and understood, because there was no confusion about it. They were manifesting God on the earth. Therefore, it is the glory of God to conceal a matter. It is the glory of the king, beloved, the honor of the king to search it out. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Therefore, today, my Father, stir up the grace that is on the inside of me. Let Christ in me find expression. Holy Spirit, unravel to me the depth of wisdom, the depth of life, the depth of knowledge that is on the inside of me, like Paul, that I may know you, the power of your resurrection, the fellowship of your suffering. La quaso, se e prendica quaso, il la mengrisa atua, il lusto, se petua, le clo custosie, e so prete genicu custosia, o lua fiera re omi, gemuara re di noiemi, il la puata li custosia, e che quaso sia, andolo vossia, e so prende che quaso sia, il la cucu custosia, Endege che libro so onde, e lebri la buco so sie, e so pronde che quasciate, e lo cucu gutondo lo prostito, e che quasciate, e la prendo noste, e so pronde che siate, e la pica quasa sia, e la prendo nongle che quasa sia, e so pronde che quasa sia. Lord, the prophet, Ella kika kukustosia, le kwasosia, anda kakwasa ate, endege kwasosia, beloved, to locate this grace on the inside, this power of God, and set a breath upon man, and man became a living soul. He gave his own life, his own power, the very wisdom, present and creation, used for making all things, was breathed into man, the components of man's body. A dust man became a God man. Lord, let there be a translation today. Lord, from being an ordinary man, walking to the face of London, England. Lord, walking to the face, even of Kent in England. Lord, to a supernatural man, to a God that is made by the Almighty God. Lord, that is walking through this earth, that I will operate and walk in the divine power, by the divine wisdom of God, without fail. Likuasa, atrando si ira, ingroste, zele prinonosia, ikustosia, la prinocoso, ike kwashete, endege kwasosia, ilobronega kwasosia, endege kwasosia, ilobronega kwashete, reveal in me, reveal to me, reveal for me and reveal to me the hidden wisdom, the hidden power of God by your word. Ilosto, se petrona, in the life of every prevails, let there be quashete in la pruna noste e suata antru no nongo siate in la pronica quasa sia endege quaso sia lo cucusto sia. Oh God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God that keepeth covenant, unravel to me the mystery of your word, the mystery of wisdom, the understanding of your power. Le quasi in an angle quaso, because for Daniel, you unravel in the secret that even the wise men of his days could not comprehend. You made him to begin to unravel every enigma, to solve every problem. You that did it for Daniel, you have made it possible for me in Christ Jesus. Let the Christ in me, the power of God, the wisdom of God, begin to manifest now. The wisdom, Lord of God, by your word, Lord, manifested in me, that will make me wiser than my enemies. That makes me solve every problem and turn me the prevailer to a living wonder, walking even in this world. In labrina aso, on dege quasa sia, en dege quaso, on dege quasa sia, in labron dege quaso sia, en dege quasa sia, leke quaso sia, le cruso sia, deke kukukuko siato, en dege ke libros are. The message of the gospel is foolishness to those who perish, but it is the power of God to those who have been saved. Lord, manifest in this commission, through this commission, the power of God that bringeth salvation, the power of God that manifests the wisdom of God in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Le quaso sopra negasa, isuata, le prila kukuku sosie, endege quaso sia. In la bronega quashite, endege kuzosie, endege kuazosia, in la bronega kuasa, in the la brunonosia, in the gegege libros oote, eke quashite, endege kuazaza, endege kuazosuan dolobosia, in la bronega kuagasiate. Beloved, wisdom is an hidden thing in the heart of man, in the life of man. It's concealed and it must be discovered. Proverbs chapter 2, number 4, tell us how to seek. It said, if thou you will seek as silver, and such as for hidden treasure, this is Christ in me. We have this treasure in an earthen vessel. The sword that the glory shall be that of our God. Therefore, you have said treasures of wisdom, treasures of divine power on the inside of me. Manifest now. Manifest for my fruitfulness. Manifest for the advancement of the kingdom. Manifest for my greatness. Manifest for deliverance. Manifest for recovery. Manifest for the miraculous. Loki and through Nagasu undolobosia. Isoprindege quasosia. Ilobrondege quasosia. Ike quashete. Those that seek me diligently shall be found of me. Oh, zi ilamangru da bostete librus ate. Beloved, and the word of the Lord says, my son, if you will receive my words and treasure up my commandments within you, making your ear attentive heart and mind to understand, applying all your powers to the quest for it. Yes, if you cry out for insight and raise your voice for understanding, if you seek wisdom as for silver and search for skillful and godly wisdom as for hidden treasure, then you will understand the reverent and worshipful fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of our omnipotent, omniscient God. For the Lord gives skillful and godly wisdom from his mouth come knowledge and understanding. It's embedded in the word of God. That is why the psalmist says in Psalm 119 verse 18, open thou my eyes that I may behold the wondrous things from your word. That is the produce of divine wisdom. Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, open me up and devil empower me, Lord, to locate the divine light, the divine life, the divine power, the divine wisdom in your word, the wonders of your word that turned me to a living wonder. In la prina nosti, ike quasosia, in la bruna kaku kustosie, in la pri asuata, idro nege quasosia. For the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He lieth up sound wisdom, for the righteous is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. Oh God, my Father, I submit myself to upright walking with you. Lord, give unto me supernatural wisdom, divine wisdom, lekwasasia, supernatural insight into your word, lekwasa, apiotwata aya, that make room for the manifestation and the endowment of the divine power and wisdom of God. Let quasi at all, Christ in me, the hope of glory, Christ in me, the For God has highly exalted him. That is Christ. And gave him a name that is above every other name. That at the name of Jesus, everything bows. This same Jesus is the power and the wisdom of God. Everything bows to our precious of wisdom. Everything bows to the power of God. Even the devil bows to the name of Jesus. The power is in the name. The wisdom of God is displayed in that name. Beloved, so that is what dominion is. When all things are subjected, even to the name of Jesus. Lord, help me, Losu Ula Bong Redica Quaza, on the Gequaza Zia, in La Brenneca Quazo, on the Gagaga Libus Ato, in the Gequazo Zi Ila Bongros Ito, Le Custosia, in La Brino Nongros Icatua, in the Lebretipo Bombre Negaza. In Dogle Custos, in La Bangros, at Ulla Bocustosia, in Lega Quasasia, Paul says, I do not count myself to have apprehended, to have achieved it yet. I keep on pressing. There are levels of wisdom. That is why Jesus grew in wisdom, he grew in stature. Whenever there is an incremental growth, in wisdom, the stature, spiritual, financial, mental, every stature of man will change and it begins to enjoy favor. Beloved, wisdom attracts even favor. Wisdom attracts a changing levels and a changing stature. Lord, the wisdom of God, all that is on the inside of me, find expression. For a change in my spiritual status, to change in my evil status, in the ministry, in the marketplace. Likwaza apronde kukukuzosia. Lord, that brings me to a next level, to the next eye that you have ordained for me. Ula prose, eswata, leklengosto, zopen prunonosia, ilobrina kasto, zi ilabrandoste, Zeli Bruno Quasasia, Isola Prondega Quacashate, that what eyes have never seen, what ears is yet to hear, what is yet to be perceived by man, that you have embodied on the inside of me by Christ in me, the hope of glory. Let it begin to find expression. 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 Let it begin to find expression in my life now. O supportwa in lekle kugustosia esoprina noste libruno nosia endege kwasasia eleprene ga kwasosie. By your word, teach me the way of wisdom. Likwaso zo ondege kwasasia leke kugustosia. Oh, isu atua le mengri da kwasosia, illa broneke kwasosia. Lord, manifest your creative wisdom that gives eyes to the blind, that quickens the feet of the lame, that causes the ears of the deaf to open up. Le kwasi atua ndalabosia, miraculous workings of wisdom, find expression. In my life today, Isu Andoli Cruzasia, Ige Quaso, Ze Endustolia, Illo Pronde Cususupanombra, Ze Tali Cruzosia, Esso Soprin Engla Custosia, Ondopolongro. sia in che custo sia la mongre sito in lo pronde che quanta sia in lo pronde buco su ate Lord manifest your wisdom in the prevailing church network worldwide that turn this commission to a solution center by the word of the Lord in le cuusa sia le petru aswa Lord let the breath of God in me Lukusa apiotwa nagasa ike kusto si anabasia the impartation of your divine life the impartation of your divine intelligence the impartation of your divine wisdom the impartation of your divine grace the impartation of God that turns my ordinary nature to the supernatural nature of God to the divine power of God working in me Lusu ula bakrusa atwa ike kusto si ike kundo liprusa ato ise liprusa nosia ike kwashite isu la prundege kwaso zie isu prundege kusto zia ila bengrasi ike kwaso isu anabon pruno nosia isi la patrina kusto zie esu to le prina kika kwashite isu ato Ondege kia kwasasia, isa leprina nosia, illa pronto custosia, ike kwashate, as eyes have never seen, what ears have never heard, what is yet to enter into the heart of man, by your divine power, by your divine Holy Spirit, let it begin to find expression in this commission, in this commission. In this commission, in the life of our members, in la puasasa, in soplonde que quaso, in soplonde que quisesia, in su la patru na nosia, in su ala vengre di quaso, from the young to the old, from the old to the young, not from the new to the existing. Lord, in Primera's Church Network, United Kingdom, in Primera's Church Network around the earth, a change of days, let the divine life of Christ, Lord, manifest as wisdom, manifest your divine power, your creative force, your power to build, your power to reform, your power to transform, your power to heal, your power to make all, your power to raise the dead, your power to make wise, your power to produce, your power to deliver, that will turn the sire to a city that is set upon the hill, that cannot be eaten, in la paz tu atanengle kukuzosia, in so prontu kustosi, in la kakusto sepa, etrosu katu andaya, in la kashto, in la prende kustosia, in so pronto kustosia, in se ke kuatasia, in la krakukuzosia, by wisdom, e out is built, by knowledge, the Lord, all God by knowledge is rules are filled with it. Lord, wisdom that build by your wisdom, build this commission, build our members, build us in business, build us in innovative ideas, build creativity, build the researchers, build those who locate the treasure on the internet that will add treasures onto our life. For we have this treasure in our earthen vessel, like the treasure of God on the inside of everyone that you connect with this commission. Begin to be unraveled, begin to be located, begin to be made manifest, begin to be made, Lord, visible. In Stopon, Tronica Quaso, in Suandali Crusosie, in Sopruta Casa. Isso a tua andali custo onde, isso aprila aqui a quagasiato, for a change of levels, change of status, stage in spiritual growth, change of levels in financial growth, change of levels in divine attainment, change of levels in creativity, change of levels in even progresses. Le crosta, opruna nasta, se piatua,
Show me the well of wisdom by your word. Show me the well of wisdom by your word. Jesus Christ, you are the Christ, the wisdom and the power of God. Uncover to me the depth of wisdom. Uncover in this commission the depth of your wisdom, the depth of your power by your word. Uncover, uncover, uncover the depth of power, the depth of wisdom by your word. For those who seek you diligently shall be found of you. In love, the gas plateau is so plain and angry, Cucustosia is so prone that can crush it, is so prone that is so prusted, is so telicustosia in the Gacuasia, in the Custosia, the Gracustosi, in the Custosi. Illa prima non glica quasiato, isua la prima custosia, indega librus ossia, iso pronte che custosie, e la prima nostia, e che custosi in della vosa, the divine wisdom of God, thou walking the wonders of God, illa pa custosia, fine expression, that walketh, even marvelous workings of God in La Capustosia, fine expression in the Prevailers Church Network, in our members and our leaders, Lord, fine expression in my life, in the leaders in this commission, in the members in this commission, let quasi in the love of the other, by your divine wisdom, let there be raised in this commission the champions of God in La Pila across the ether. Lord, as you turn this commission to a solution center, let Kuzosi in the Librunosia, Ike Kuzosi in the Likrasiate, that when the nations come, there will be answers to the problems of nations, there will be solutions to the problems of mankind in this commission, oh God. In la mengusosia, ike quasosontro negaza, ike custos in la mengusa ato, ike quasoso prontica quasite, in la guadosiato, ike custose, in la protege custosia, ike quasite, in la prontegesiata, the wisdom that comes from heaven above, that is first pure, is gentle. It is without serving treated, liquasosia, without partiality. The wisdom of God that is peaceable begin to find expression. Liquasi, in the leaf of the other, by the divine power of God, by the divine wisdom of God, give the prevailing access, Lord, to the fruits and the fruits of wisdom, by the word of God. For your word has gone forth out of your mouth concerning us. It shall not return back unto you void. Wisdom cannot be void. Wisdom cannot be annulled. Wisdom cannot be denied. The supernatural divine wisdom of God produces in this commission undeniable results, undeniable proofs of your word, undeniable manifestation of grace, undeniable workings of the Holy Spirit, liquasasia, by the divine word of God. It will not be with the enticing man of man's wisdom, with the enticing voice of man's words of man's wisdom, but in the demonstration of your spirit and of your power, in liquasua, es suprundo kesta de. In la pruno custosia, in la prendica custosia, in che custosia la pasta, the divine wisdom of God embodied in his word that makes the barren fruitful, that makes the sick whole, that makes the blind to see, that makes the deaf to hear, that makes cancer to go, every terminal disease to be terminated. Lord, manifest it. Let it find expression in me in this commission. us. Inke kustos yandelikas us. Istos upon trunanosia. Ingrosse ketua la bongostesia. In la broneke kwasosia. Inke kustos yandelikrunanosia. Menda la bosia to. In la bokustosia. Melinge quando sopra negazia, iso supru non ongro si igetua, illa bronde che custosia, illa bruno non vesiate, inda cacquasate, inda asket, receive it, inda knock it, ja abida opna to him, inda ibuna, that seeketh, findeth. Lord, we are asking for wisdom. We are asking for the operations of wisdom. We are asking for the manifestation of the divine wisdom of God. Manifest now. When wisdom is profitable to direct, let wisdom of God begin to direct us. Let the divine wisdom of God begin to instruct us. Let the divine wisdom of God, the Lord begins to lead us. Bequaza Antone Brinacasia. In Lopro Nega Quagasiate. Esozo on the Libus Ate. En Dege Custosia. In Lopro Nega Quasiate. In Lopro Nega Quasasia. In the Bogogogosiate, El Labrino Costo, Su Utolombre de Gasia, Iso Soprende Gecustosia, Il Labalombre de Gequasasia, Ente Gegegegelibusosie, El Suata, Anda Galibusate, Il Labrone Gequasasia, Ente Gecosuculo Bronde Gecustosia, Il Labrone Gequasasia, Il lobro de cacuasocie, ente que custosia, la capu custosia, not for the young people, for the elderly, for the old people, for every leader and members and servants in the Imprimeras Church Network. Lord, I ask for the manifestation and expression of supernatural wisdom of God that is creative, innovative, Lord, that prevails in the mighty name of Jesus. Let quasa zapiondo licruzatia esso pronte che cessuate in sulla patro dogosia ente che quasa sia ente che con libro non ongosiato ente che licruzatia ente custo si ila mangro si ito onte che custo sia ente che quasa sia. Lord, the wisdom of God, understanding and divine knowledge that comes as a result of divine inspiration. In love, quasasia, in love, quasasia. Father, let it find expression. Let it find expression. Let it find expression in our life. Let it find expression. Because the spirit in man is the inspiration of the Almighty that gives them understanding. Let your divine inspiration begin to alight unto me divine understanding of your word. In locucusosia, in lequequasosiato, in tequequasosia. Le pronto goste, si la prende che quasa, e lo pucu custosia, il le bebe lengrisa ato, uso prende che quasa sia, il lo prende che quasa te, il lo prende che quasa sia, e so lo pruno lo gostiate, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Amen. He that asketh, receiveth. To ask, that seek, findeth. To ask, that knocketh, the door shall be opened unto him. Therefore, you want to say to the Lord, I am grateful for the endowment of your wisdom that maketh fruitful, that causes the word of God to find expression in the life of man. Thank God for the supernatural impartation of wisdom by the breath of God, wisdom by divine impartation, wisdom that is of God that makes the simple wise, the wisdom that stirs up the skillfulness in us, that stirs up the divine deposit of God in our lives. Beloved, the wisdom that promotes, the wisdom that brings to the place of honor, the wisdom that brings establishment, the wisdom of God that brings stability. Lord, we thank you for endowing us with your wisdom tonight. We thank you for making the dust man, ordinary man, to become a supernatural man, a supernatural being, by the divine impartation of your wisdom through the bread of God and by your word in our lives. Therefore, we thank you that Christ in us is the hope of glory, and Christ is in us is the power of God and is the wisdom of God. Therefore, we ask that our capacity be enlarged, that Christ will find expression in the life of every soul in this commission without fail. In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, every obstacle, every barrier in a pathway of wisdom, I command it to be expelled in the mighty name of Jesus. Therefore, I decree and declare that no weapon that is formed or fashioned against us shall prosper. Every tongue that rises up against us in judgment are condemned in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, that from today, the Holy Spirit will begin to cause us to locate wisdom from the word of God in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, by this wisdom of God, let the prevailer begin to be rightly positioned in the places that you have ordained and prepared for us in the new heights of God that is ready prepared for everyone in the Prevailers Church Network. Lord, by the wisdom of God that you locate today, you will move us forward. You will establish us. You will prosper us. You will use this commission to advance the kingdom of God in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. And so shall it be. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are praying. Therefore, as we lay down to sleep tonight, we will lay down and sleep, and none shall make us afraid. Even in the night season, we will hear the voice of the Lord saying, this is the way of wisdom. Walk ye in it, in the name of Jesus. Therefore, the voice of the of wisdom of God shall be heard in us through us to lift up the heads that are bowed down in the mighty name of Jesus, to raise the dead, to heal the sick, to turn the sinners to saints, and to see the miraculous being performed in every way in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. By this divine wisdom of God, I decree and declare that the gifting and the callings of God, the divine investment of God in our lives, begin to find expression from today in the name of Jesus. Every dream that has robbed us of divine wisdom, I command those dreams to be negated and to be nullified by the blood of Jesus. Every association that lure us away from the place of wisdom, I command a cut off from them today in the name of Jesus. Therefore, wisdom maketh the face shine, Let our face begin to shine, attracting favor and good things onto our lives in the name of your God. Therefore, from today, we grow in wisdom, we grow in stature, we have favor with God, and we have favor with man. Let your divine favor become a shield and a shelter for us. In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit. Thank you, our Father, for building Prevailers Church Network, United Kingdom, Nigeria, and around the world by wisdom and establishing our by understanding. Lord, thank you that by your knowledge, his chambers are filled with all precious and pleasant riches of the Lord. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, we give you praise, for we have prayed in Jesus' name. Amen, 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 amen. Amen, amen, amen. It shall be unto us according to the word of the Lord, because we believe there shall be a performance of God's word concerning us now and forevermore. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Amen. Beloved, I congratulate you. What you have gained today, well, in wisdom, in the divine power of God, will bring you and I and every one of us into the treasure that God has secured for us in Christ Jesus, as we have found pleasure in acquiring the divine power and the wisdom of God, and we will walk in the ways of the Lord throughout the days of our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you, beloved. See you 5 a.m. Bye-bye for now. Thank you, Jesus.